Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Because he said, you know, it's going to be in the last days, you know, before the Lord, when the Lord returns, it's going to be just like the days of Noah.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be just like the days of Lot. Mm-hmm. Which means this, that you can't use society as a grid for righteousness.
Right.
You can't look at people and decide where you are in God, because in Noah's day, everybody but him and his family, means more people are going to be against God than for God. And it's really interesting because he says people will be marrying and doing business and all these different things. But understanding that God's created each of us to have our own operating system, that we can choose to submit that operating system to God through his son, Jesus Christ, or we can take it ourselves and do what we want to with it.
Mm-hmm.
Which means then we can function in life and look just like other people, but we are our own God, or we're worshiping something else other than God. And you can't think just because somebody's doing business or somebody's getting married that everything's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered, I was just recently thinking, you know, can you imagine all this stuff is going on, the Lord's about to return, and you look around, and when you look around, if you just kind of put yourself the days of Noah, what it's going to be like at any moment when the Lord returns in a twinkling of an eye, that if you looked around and saw, what you'd be seeing is people just going about their day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be...
like nothing's going on. Everything is normal.
Yeah. They'll be, you know, talking about their most recent reality program. They'll be talking about, you know, this is my checkoff list for the spouse that I want to marry. You know, somebody else is talking about their business ideas or advancing their whatever. And then you'll have just... things that God says is wrong, mm-hmm. that separates mankind from him, which is sin, will be normal. They won't look at it as like, this is terrible. It'll be integrated into the lifestyle to the point is that wrong looks right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And right is called wrong.
Right.
And so you'll be an oddball. You will look strange. You know, you'll look like Noah building an ark. What are you doing? Because most people aren't even thinking about it. They're not even thinking about the Lord's return.
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at what's going on and how quickly, I mean, the issue with the progression of things is God chose to give mankind authority.
Mm-hmm.
And so men have to buy into and choose to surrender their authority to something,
mm-hmm.
or someone or themselves or to God. Mm-hmm. And so you have to get them. That's why they spend billions of dollars in elections in America, because they're trying to get you to buy in and vote for their particular candidate.
Right.
They know they can't get in an office unless you buy in. But if they can get you to buy in, then get in office. They have to involve you in the process. Even mm-hmm. kings, even dictators know this, because they know... I mean, why would any dictator try to make their people happy? Because they know if enough people's against them, they won't be around long.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have to get people to buy in. Like you look at Chavez down in Venezuela. I mean, he has a socialism type thing going, but he's realizing, you know, people have to buy in. They have to buy into his leadership. Well, it's the same thing with God. You know, God asks us and introduces his kingdom to us, but we have to say, I'm surrendering my authority to you. I'm buying in. I'm sold out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my operating system. I know it's going to take a while to reprogram me, you know, and transform me, you know, but here I am. You're my Lord. You're my God. Well, Satan has to do the same thing too. Satan has to get people to buy in. You know, but the thing about, you know, Satan is divided amongst himself,
mm-hmm.
and normally people that are held captive by, at the adversary, it's tough for him because they're in it for their own reasons. So they'll eventually be divided from even Satan's plans. I mean, there's always this division and strife and all that. So he has to get enough of them to buy in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he could just flip a switch, and then evilness would just be rampant across the world. But he can't. He has to first preach his gospel, and broadcast his imagery and present his idea, socialism, Marxism, communism, you know, government can be your God and these different things, and we'll replace all that.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the church, if we, which is people, if we're not broadcasting the kingdom of God, if we're not speaking about the light and telling people that they need to turn their operating system over to light, to Jesus Christ, then darkness wins out.
Mm-hmm.
Darkness wins out. It's not like there's no default here. I mean, yeah, well, the default's sin and darkness,
mm-hmm.
but Satan has to get mankind to buy into his dark schemes, and God will not force you to buy in or to invest in or surrender yourself to him. He waits for you to choose him.
Mm-hmm.
And people will love to be forced. They're like, just tell me what to do. Okay, go seek God and decide.
Yeah.
No. Well, how do I go? You need to find God, and you need to hear his voice. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what he said. He said, go abide with him, hear his voice, and follow him.
Right.
Right. I'll just follow you. No. You follow God, and the fact that we're both following God, we will be together.
That's right.
That will unite us.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that's a difficult thing for religion to do. And so you have this battle going on between the kingdom of light and the kingdom of darkness. And we have to decide as a church, are we going to be the light of the world, or are we going to let darkness just reign?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a thing called the Dark Ages. They talk about the Ice Ages. Well, think about the Dark Ages.
Right.
That's when the church just kind of surrendered over to darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you that during this time, you know, make sure that your operating system, make sure your heart is just surrendered to God. And realize you got to get discipled, and which means you got to know what Jesus says and his teachings. And you got to abide with him, because if you abide with him, he will give you by his Spirit the power to walk out what you couldn't do in the first place. And then you go tell people about Jesus. We're going to talk about in the next half hour about, you know, rethinking church, you know, rethinking it. And what happened, we're going to talk about, is that the church has been institutionalized.
Mm.
It's been institutionalized, and it does not know how to function outside the institution.
Mm.
And it's terrified. It's terrified. Mm. And it just rather stay in captivity because it knows how things operate there than to go out where there's lions, tigers, and bears. Or what Jesus said, that watch out for men.
Mm-hmm.
They'll kill you.
That's right.
He says, be as wise as a serpent, but as gentle as a dove. I'm right. Sending you out like sheep amongst wolves. And so somebody says, well, I can't go outside the institution because there's wolves out there. And Jesus said, no, I'm sending you out. And so we're going to talk about, you know, rethinking church. But I want to encourage you this morning that, you know, begin to believe God, that you, that to obey the Great Commission to being light in this darkness. Begin to realize people have to buy in. They have to decide to follow light. They have to decide to follow the kingdom of light and follow Jesus Christ. And then Jesus says, we're to be the light of the world. So that is our responsibility. That's how light comes into the world. It comes from within you, and it comes out of you. The kingdom mm-hmm. of God is inside of you. If you want to spread the kingdom of God, you got to be spread. Mm-hmm. If you want light to be in the world, the light has to come out of you as a believer. And if you just have an undiscipled walk in God, then you have a seed of the kingdom in you. But if you have a discipled walk with God, then you have the kingdom growing inside of you and overtaking your life. And you're set free, by the way, when that happens.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to encourage you this morning. Realize that there is a battle plan. It's a spiritual battle plan, and you are a soldier in that battle plan. If you're a believer, you're not called to keep on doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results and firing the next preacher man because he didn't do what you were supposed to do. It's time for you to realize that the fivefold ministries is there to train you up to do works of service. You've only been institutionalized. That's all. You've been in captivity, but it's time for you to be set free. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.